From the mayor's office in Gloucester, I'm Rick Moore with Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. I just kicked myself here. Let me start that again. Jeez. Second take. From the mayor's office with Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, I'm Rick Moore, and this is MSO News Sports. Mr. Mayor, thank you for letting me come in here again.
I'm so happy to be here and have you with me, Rick.
All right. Let's get right to it. I have some topics that have been suggested, and I'm all for that. We want to start with a couple of ongoing things, I guess. The Magnolia Pier project has been in the headlines for a long time. Bring me up to speed on that.
Yeah, so we've talked about it several times. So you recall this goes back to 2018-ish when they had the first pier that was destroyed. Prior to that, the volunteers fundraised and did the work to replace the decking on the pier. But then that one was destroyed. It was rebuilt. And then a short time later, 2020-ish, the pier was okay, but the ramp and the float were wiped out. The ramp was severely damaged. The float was wiped out. So when I came into office, I found out that it was still lingering. There hadn't been much activity, much movement on it. So we got things moving along with the design and. A short time later, we had the big check came in from FEMA that will help fund this thing. And so we're finally at the point where we have the sign-offs from the state, sign-offs from the Army Corps of Engineers. The materials have been ordered and delivered to the contractor. They're going to start this project next week. We're recording this on August 1st. So by the 7th, that should be underway, and by the end of August, completed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're happy about this. It's a long time coming.
All right. Progress is progress. That's good. Another topic that's been current is what's happening at the Green Street Playground in relation to the school that was built over. Is it still Ward 2?
Well, when I grew up, it was called Ward 2 School, but it's officially in Ward 1 now.
Oh.
So the new East Vets Elementary School, which is a combined Veterans Memorial and East Gloucester Elementary, is opening, I think, August 29th, first day of school. They're going to just keep an ear out. They're going to be having public tours of the facility. It's a great place. A lot of controversy surrounding the placement of the school, the design of the school, the loss of the Matos Field. However, in my opinion, that's rearview mirror stuff. No matter what side you are on, we have to look one direction, which is forward, because the school is opening. But part of the deal was the softball field, which the members of the Women's Softball League did a lot of work, fundraising, a lot of legwork, and sweat equity, getting the field updated. They made that point very clear. And so at the time, the city council and the mayor at the time said, we will build a new women's softball field at Green Street Playground. That is now underway as we speak. It should be done by September 15th, according to the contract. It has to be done and seeded. Grass seeded by the 15th of September to get through the winter and then the spring growing season, and it should be ready for the early summer, late spring for playing. The scoreboard and the lights from Matos at Webster Street are to be installed over there as well. There's going to be other improvements to the what we're calling Green Street Park, so new softball field. There'll be bathrooms installed closer to the Green Street entrance. The parking area at Green Street is going to be improved. There'll be a new parking area created at the softball end of the park, which is near the backyard of the market basket. There's going to be a walking track with lighting all around the park. Basketball court's going to be resurfaced. And, it's going to be a holistic improvement to the area, and I'm looking pretty forward to it. It's the neighborhood I grew up in.
Mm-hmm. What about the topic? And I'm not. Pam told me about this one. I'm not clear as to what it means, but you're going to tell me. Investment and engagement of open spaces in Gloucester.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of work since I've been mayor, and a lot of it was carryover. Got to give credit where credit's due. We were able to put the finishing touches on some things. In the case of Green Street and the pier. Sort of pick up the ball that had sort of been languishing. But regardless, it was a team effort between the straddling of two administrations and two city councils. And we're seeing the fruits of that labor and that investment. Now, so part of the deal with the new school is the old school, the East Gloucester, that site is supposed to be raised and made into open space. So we've asked the Open Space Committee, which is dedicated volunteers, to look into that, to have some public input, a lot of public input, about what the vision is for that going forward. You know, is it going to be active recreation, passive recreation, a combination of both? And the Open Space Committee is also helping us out with the Comprehensive Planning Initiative, the so-called Master Plan, that's now Plan 2000, 23 years old. So, you know, we're really looking to have input from everybody of how we see Gloucester going forward for the next 10 or 15 years. And that includes specifically the site at Green Street, East Gloucester, and then just a bigger look at what the city's going to look like going forward. So, you know, we're excited about the possibilities. I also want to start looking at what we can do over at Magnolia Woods, some, not expansion, but added features over there. So it's a lot of stuff going on that's, you know, a team effort between the volunteers, the employees, the elected officials. Another one, too, we didn't really touch on too much is what's going on at Stage 4 Park, which you said you were there for the concert, the Pops concert last weekend. Yeah, as you know, the Vietnam Memorial, I think, is going to be like the newest anchor over there, in a good way, a draw. The Rotary is in the process of fundraising to help rebuild their playground up near the Visitor Center. We've got the project with the cannons behind the Visitor Center that's just about done. The Tablet Rock is going to be, I just confirmed, within the next week or so, should be started to fix the granite frame around Tablet Rock, which is in severe danger of irreversible damage, and basically refurbishing the tablet itself. So we've got a lot of excitement going on. Another, I'm just going to throw this as a point of interest, there's going to be a naturalization ceremony on the Parisi Field below Tablet Rock in mid to late September with about 100 new American citizens coming to take the oath. You know, this is all tied in with our 400th mm-hmm. anniversary. So, yeah, it's, I think, you know, we are all, unless you're a Native American, we're all immigrants to this community. And I think this is just the perfect way to sort of cap off the summer events of our 400th with 100 new American citizens joining.
Oh, what about Gloucester 400 this month?
Gloucester 400 has a lot going on this month. Actually, tonight, again, we're recording August 1st at 6 o'clock at the Mammoth Whale Statue. We are going to be having the announcing the Gloucester Fisherman's Heritage Month. I'll be reading a proclamation declaring it. There's a lot of activities going on throughout the month of August. There's going to be things going on at the Fish Pier August 12th and 13th. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be demonstrations, cooking demonstrations. And, you know, check out GloucesterMass400.org, GloucesterMA400.org for all the details on the schedule mm-hmm. of events.
Okay, well, Gloucester has certainly gotten a lot of publicity statewide and otherwise this year. And for some of us old natives, we take it with a grain of salt because we had the city for so long to ourselves. But now it's being shared. And what's the next thing coming up publicity-wise?
Okay, the next thing is this Friday, Boston 25 is going to be holding one of their zip trips here in Gloucester, at Stage 4 Park, down on the baseball field, I'm pretty sure. Once you get there, you'll know. But it's an opportunity for us to highlight the city. We've gotten a lot of publicity lately, good stuff, you know, especially with CODA, that's sort of been like a shot in the arm for us. And obviously Wicked Tuna and other things that have put us on the national, international map. But Boston 25 will be here. They're going to be, I'll be chatting with them a little bit, I think around 9 in the morning. But stop down to Stage 4 and check it out. It's just, again, another way to help Gloucester shine.
Finally, Mr. Mayor, we're recording this at City Hall, but City Hall really isn't back in full function. So what's the timing on that? I mean, in the building, logistically, full function.
Right, right. So, just to sort of remind people, we had a fire here, a small fire down in the archives office on the basement floor in May. It's been slow going, but it's been a very methodical and well thought cleaning that's been going on. Our insurance is covering all this. We have service masters in here. who've been doing the cleanup, trying to get the smell out. There was not a lot of fire damage, but there was a lot of smoke damage. So they basically had to clean every surface of this building. If you were here yesterday, you would have seen staging in my office in front of this large mural. So they've taken out, if you notice, the walls are naked throughout the building. Anything that could be removed was taken off-site to be professionally cleaned by Prism, I believe is the name of the cleaning contractor. They actually even took my base that was hanging on the wall here to give that a thorough cleaning. So everything that could be taken out of the building was taken out. The stuff like the large murals, they're cleaning in place. You may recall upstairs in the auditorium, we had staging right to the ceiling. It's a 30-foot ceiling because they had to get up there and clean the ceiling, the underside of the light fixtures. That's being removed today, should be out of here by the end of this week at the latest. We may hear some pounding before this interview is over because right below us, they're rebuilding that archives room. We're doing some juggling of where people would be located, but purchasing was displaced. Excuse me, they're in a conference room here on the first floor. My office, half of them are over at the Browns Mall. Myself, Jill, Cahill, and myself have been trying to work out of here as much as we could. Luckily, those large blowers that were in here, air scrubbers, have been removed, so it's not as noisy. But right now, we have no carpets in here, and the paint is going to be repainted. Some of these offices, new carpets, and hopefully be back up and running in full before the end of the summer, before Labor Day. But the one good thing about Kairos, now that the staging is out, our IT guy, Ryan Knowles, I just had a meeting with him this morning. They're going to start running the wiring for the hybrid system for hybrid meetings because the city council has been on full Zoom since pre-COVID. So now they'll be able to have a full hybrid meeting. You can participate from home. You can participate here in City Hall. They're going to be rewiring the conference room once the purchasing folks have moved back to their refurbished offices. As we speak, they're setting up the wiring for hybrid over at the Rose Baker Senior Center. So we're going to be into the 21st century in a matter of weeks. And I know people have had some mixed opinions on the Zoom meetings. Some people saying, what are you hiding? Why are you only meeting by Zoom? Then if we go to in person without Zoom, people will say we're hiding something. I think the goal of the city council is to be as transparent as they can. And the true hybrid meetings are the thing we've been waiting for. It's their September 12th meeting should be their first meeting, true hybrid.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.